3 Boise. This is Tyler Giller, 31 Doodle.
And sitting next to him, James Witten, 40 Hooch.
And we are trying something new here. We're going to put together a little bit of a podcast for the PAX of the Valley here to help bring us a little bit together and do something a little bit new. Since we are F3, we are going to adhere to the mission of F3, but with a very distinct purpose, and that is serving our hymns through a medium that allows us to talk about stuff worth sharing.
And I know it, and you know it, so just repeat it along with me. Mission of F3 is plant, grow, and serve small workout groups for men, the purpose of invigorating male community leadership. And just like out in the gloom, we're kind of queuing this through for you guys, so we are not professionals. And this is kind of the VQ for us coming through on this podcast. So we're going to take a look at what's going on here regionally across both High Desert and Settlers. Who's hitting milestones? What's going on? What's coming up? And what are some important things that you can be thinking about start improving yourself in all aspects as a man, as a PAX? So looking forward to sharing this journey with you guys.
And we're looking forward to having some of you all share your journeys with us and the rest of the Valley as well. So look forward to others and their VQs on the Stuff Worth Sharing podcast.
Oh, that sounds weird, man. Like, this is going to be a thing? Hoodalali.
Oh, man.
So what do you want to start with?
I think we start with probably one of the most important things that we're sharing amongst our packs is some milestones.
Heck yeah. So let's get in there. Let's start at the basement level, the FNG. All right. Who's come out? And I think I grabbed it from the last 15 or 20 days. Guys who have gotten into Slack and gotten their names on there. I haven't met any of these gentlemen. So if you get tuned into this podcast or you pass this along, give these guys a shout. So we got Solo, Flamingo, Horky.
Cool. That's what I like.
One. Copay. Selick, there better be a mustache attached to that. Selick. And the Trim Reaper.
I think another one we got is Duke Nukem out at Tower.
Welcome, boys, and I hope you're hearing this and that I get to mention you here and some of these other ones that we got coming up right now. So we got guys coming just crossed their 100th beatdown. And this is such a great milestone. The 100, I think, is the one that's really worth celebrating after a guy hits his second. If you scroll through on the app or on the website, you track guys who have hit those beatdowns, man, there's a lot of dudes with 1, 2, and 3 beatdowns. And there's a lot of dudes that just fall off of F3 at that point. But the guys who stick around, they're worth having. So hitting 100 beatdowns, it's a big milestone. So when you see these guys, give them a slap on the back. So we got Kettle out there at Rise, just hit 100. Congrats, man. Got Bizarre. He's been out for a little bit, but we'll get him back out. He just cleared 102 a couple weeks ago. Got Deep Dish out from Camelsback with 102 beatdowns. And his buddy Double Wide with 109. Old Glory and a dude who's quickly moving up the charts. We got Bricks with 106 beatdowns.
I feel like Bricks started yesterday.
Dude, he's averaging almost 5 beatdowns a week, man. The dude's on fire.
Watch out, Sheets. He's coming for you.
Then we got Baby Driver from Bellagio with 109. So congrats, guys. So as you would imagine, as we climb in the numbers, things thin out a little bit. So we got from the gem, we got Grout just clearing 207.
That also probably means Henry cleared 200 as well.
Absolutely. I don't think I've never, or they might be the same person.
Yeah.
No, that's the other way around. You never see them in the same place. I always see them in the same place. And then we got, at 300, we actually got 3 guys to mention here. But Escobar, out on the west side of town, Warhorse, at 305. Way to go, man. You've really been somebody that propped up those western beatdowns and AOs. Your work's never gone unnoticed. So we love you, man. We love having you around. It's always a pleasure to be around you. We got Faceplant, AOQ over there at Tower with 306. Way to clear that bar, man. And then on the almost side of things, I could not include him here, but we got Sushi with 299. So by the time he's heard this, he's probably hit his 300, and I'll give him his congratulations for that, clearing the bar. So that's it for the milestones.
Well, I got a couple more milestones we should go over. I think Q's. We've got some men who are coming up on some big Q numbers here. I think we've heard it said in some of the disclaimers that it takes 10,000 hours to be an expert in anything. So hence why we always say, I'm not an expert, I'm not a professional. But we got a couple men out there who are probably maybe slightly more professional than not a professional at all. We got Hooch, actually, at 100 Qs. That's a big milestone there. Rocket Man also 102. Nantan over in Settlers. And then Gopher. Gophers has 142 Qs. And if you've ever been to a Gopher Q, they are a grab bag of some very challenging movements, but always finish with some very insightful words of wisdom at the end.
There are some guys who show up to their Q and you know it should count as two on your leaderboard for your number of beatdowns. And Gopher's definitely one of them. He is the gold standard. So stay out there, man. Keep queuing.
Yeah. And we also got a couple of VQs that we should shout out as well. I think Ditto just hit his VQ out at Bleach. Had a 15 packs showing up out to that. I think I saw the back blast said hands on hard bodies.
Hands on hard bodies.
I think you were there for that.
I was. And if you weren't there, if you were there, you know.
Yeah. Fiddler out at Goose, 20 packs. I'm never quite sure if a boy band from coming out of Goose Dynasty is from a Convergence or if it's a normal Goose Dynasty day.
Dude, it's...
But 20 packs there. It did Dora, and it was all arms. I think it was right around week zero IPC. Just smoking everybody's arms.
Good timing. Thank you, Fiddler.
And then we had Rob Man out at the co-op or the coop?
Coop.
Coop. Well,
coop.
We won't mention the other names that were thrown around for that one.
Einstein's already in the conference.
24 packs showing up. That huge. That's awesome. Great work supporting Rodman out there. I wasn't even going to start listing off some of the routines they did during that one. Lots of interesting different holds carries. So it looks like, based on the comments, it was a fun beatdown.
Let's talk about some AOs and some milestones that have been set there. Let's lead out with the gem. Sheets has recently stepped down. If you haven't been out there for a while, Sheets has been the AOQ out there a little more, a little less than a year. He's passing the torch over to Grout. So we got Henry making the news again. Henry's better half. Yeah. So congrats, Grout. I know you guys, you're going to do great things over there with those men at the gym. On top of that, we already talked about it with EQ. We got the co-op. Flags got planted out there this last month. Had a great awesome. Turnout. So if you haven't been there on the north side of town, the end of their end of Eagle Road, show up at the co-op, man. That's a
pretty happy good they went with the co-op because or the coop. I got you saying co-op because Reed Merrill was a lot to type out. That's so long, so it's much easier to get that one.
Waiting for the shirts, then it won't be the co-op anymore. It'll be the coop.
Okay, so let's talk about some other happenings going around the valley. Most recently, Doppler. Led a Q school out at Goose Dynasty. Goose Dynasty's had quite a few VQs recently, quite a few guys who are looking at co-queuing. Led an excellent Q school out there. Going over, this is the mission of F3. This is how we structure our Qs. This is the disclaimer we put out there. And we went through different ways that you can do calls, different ways. I think we went through six different ways to do American. You can get on my down, in cadence, so if you haven't been out to a Q school, look for when someone's going to be queuing those again and get out there. Great way to EH someone who hasn't been a Q yet or has just done their co-Q, looking for that confidence boost to go to their VQ. It was an awesome time.
So yeah, I can't tell you how important a VQ is for a guy in his time in F3. It's if you're listening to this, I'm pretty certain you've had your VQ and you know what that meant. So you're stepping from this being a hobby or something that you're kind of mildly entertained by into something that you're now participating in. It's that giving back, it's that investment. So, if you've got that guy who's been around for, more than about 4 weeks, it's time to start talking to him about getting out there and co-queuing and getting his VQ under his belt. Because we're building leaders, guys. It's not about just showing up for a workout. About developing those leaders and becoming better ones ourselves.
Looking forward to seeing a long time VQ here in the future. Not to name any names. Let's talk about another huge win I think we saw out there. Want to shout out Cazador. Looking at that massive elk he posted on the Mumble Chatter there. And I'm not sure if you guys read it or didn't see it, but Man hiked 43 miles over 4 days.
You know, I was wondering why he thought that qualified for the first F page. And then I read down there, it's 43 miles hiked in 4 days. And
That's why. 130 pound pack out over 4.5 miles. I mean, if you guys don't think ruckership is important, this is why ruckership's important right here.
Yeah. Men are made to carry heavy loads. And that was a good one, Cazadore. I'd love to hear the story behind taking that animal. It's a beautiful, beautiful job. Well done.
I think might be a master class in your future on packing out an animal. I don't know. Head over to the.
Could be. I mean, I'm not looking forward to the practical. practical exercise. We might not want to put that in one of our parks.
Let's roll into events.
Yeah.
So upcoming this Saturday, we've got a book club. There's a channel out there. If you expressed interest in the book club, they're doing that this weekend. I believe the book they're reading right now is How to Think.
Yeah.
So that's this Saturday after the beatdowns. I'm not entirely sure where they're meeting at.
It's the Disciples Coffee Shop. So if you jump into the events page, we'll do this just like COT. Just get in the events page. Details are there. Dry Rub is taking on the rotating queue for that one right now. So if you have specific questions, reach out to Dry Rub. Let's just fill up his inbox.
The next big one is the anti-trafficking coalition. So many of you guys have probably done the Covering House over the past years, where we try to fill our 1 week with as many miles biked, run, rucked as possible. This year, the group that puts on the Covering House fundraiser wanted us to become more region centric. So we have partnered here in the Boise area with the Idaho Anti-Trafficking Coalition, and we are going to be performing the same style week long, as many miles as we can get as a fundraiser for that. And I think Gasman has got a lot more details on that. You've probably seen a couple of his posts in the Slack. And he's looking for people to sign up. I think right now Settlers is leading High Desert on signups. I think they had at least 3 or 4 packs over High Desert right
now. We'll take that.
So looking at you, Rebel.
Yeah, absolutely. So guys, this is called, we're doing a 12,000 mile challenge. All right. So that's not us. We're not going to be able to put on 12,000 miles by ourselves. So that means there's going to have to be community engagement if we're going to accomplish this mission. So that means putting this out to people. Getting posted at your work, talking with people in your church, talking to your friends about doing this. This is a worthwhile thing to support, guys. And I know Gasman will deflect a lot of this, and he won't want the credit, but he's done a lot to organize this to make it easy for us to have an effect here. So what this is going to mean in the details, October 6th through the 12th, you're going to log your miles. But before you get done to do that, you're going to go to runsignup.com/IATC. All right, $30 registration there. There are some discount codes in there for veterans and first responders. But that's where we're trying to drive our other people, all right, volunteers, other people to get in here and log some miles with us to support this cause and support this great organization. Get a sponsor. Right. Find somebody to give you 10 cents a mile, 25 cents a mile. Hell, you know, really extort them, get $1 a mile, and then you need to start getting on your bicycle.
Yeah.
And maximize that. But
that's really how you get your miles to mean something. When you're out there and you say, hey, it's one thing to say, I'm going to go run 100 miles this week or bike 100 miles this week. But when you are being held accountable for those miles and you're accountable for the financial impact you could potentially be having here, it really puts meaning towards the miles that you're putting in.
Yeah. So, guys, be on the watch out that whole week. There'll be double downs. Probably every single beat down you go to, there will be a double down. Somebody's running. Somebody's rucking. Somebody's putting in just 1 or 2 miles before the beat down to make sure that this is happening.
I'm willing to bet that Dark Stride's going to have a couple quadruple downs.
It's happened. It's happened. It is not outside of their character. So support that great event. If you haven't signed up, this is your opportunity. This is my EH to you.
Awesome. And let's talk about a little bit about expansion out here. So I think we got 2 off the books AOs right now.
Yeah.
So we got CUNA out there in Bernie Fisher Park, and it's right in the downtown CUNA. Great spot. Usually ends in a cold plunge if you haven't done one in the river there.
I haven't gotten in the river yet. I've been to one out there.
Great park. Got a lot of options for pull ups as well, or make F3 pull up again. And then if you haven't been out for a go for a pit Q, also another great time out there at CUNA.
And then big shout out to Russet, coming from Emmett and plan almost not only hasn't planted a flag, but man, the dude's got a heart as big as the outdoors, comes out to Old Glory and then takes F3 like a true him, serving the mission, finding more men, looking for those guys, those sad clowns, and man, starting something on Emmett. So thank you for everybody who's gone out and supported him. Thank you, Russet, for reaching out and, you know, taking that leap as a new guy. That's amazing that you've taken that on your own shoulders so quickly. So real proud of you. And we got a new one coming up.
Yes, we do. Our very own Backslash down at the Capitol is going to be leading a slick beatdown. So, just trying to stay away from coupons, sandbags, really lowering that barrier to entry down there and working out right in front of the Capitol. If you've been out for, I think we did a leadership conference out there, did the beatdown.
Yeah, January 6th. That was, I didn't think that was going to end well. We made it through without the fuzz.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure I've seen rumors of ringing the bell.
That's going to happen. That's going to happen. That will be the signal for what I have no idea, but it will be the signal.
Tuesday, September 24th.
Yes, sir.
Is the inaugural beatdown down at the Capitol. Go down and support that. I think it's going to be a great time. Backslash is a phenomenal leader amongst the hymns here in the Valley. Looking forward to him stepping into an AOQ role.
I know you guys on the northeast side of town have been looking for something on Tuesday and Thursday. So here's your opportunity. All right, the channel's up. You may not be in it yet, so ask, get invited, get your HC in there.
Awesome. Speaking of HC-ing, go HC some Iron Packs. I think Iron Packs going on this year. It got kicked off to a great start. Week zero I felt that for days.
Gosh.
Days. All the thrusters, all the burpees, fast but brutal. And then rolling into week one, it's a lot of movement. 600 yards of movement.
Is that what that was back and forth?
600. Everyone looked at 11s. 11s are easy. That was not an 11s workout.
No more thrusters.
Yeah.
No more thrusters.
My heart sank when I saw thrusters. Yeah, not gonna lie. And then the thrusters were the break between all the movements.
And then we had guys at ours over at Leech, and we had to actually teach some guys what a murder bunny was.
And then we got
to do a reverse murder bunny. Uh-huh. So that was, yeah. No, Iron Packs is always something. It's one of those things that you hate seeing it on the horizon. And then you get into it and you hate it even more. But you're always so, so happy that you did it once you get out the other side. So, guys, a lot of F3, it's you against you. And I know that this kind of competes with that because you're striving to do a good time. You want to get up on that leaderboard. That leaderboard is a thing. All right. So find a man in front of you and chase him. That's how we get faster.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Keep it you against you. Do the best you can. Get through these. They are hard. They are hard.
I haven't done week two yet, but I saw it took Canuck over 30 minutes to do it. And when I see that man take that long on a beat down, I know it's going to be a gut buster.
That's a standard. That's a standard.
So like I said, go chase that Pax. Canuck, I'm coming for you. We'll see if I can get that.
I'm going to be watching with interest now. We can jump from Iron Packs right into talking about some CSOP.
Yeah, let's talk about hard things worth doing.
There we go. So we got a couple things. So let's announce a couple things around that, and then we're going to launch into a discussion on what CSOP is, why it's important, and how we're going to bring this into this valley to improve as men, all right? So you've got something that came from your brain pan.
Yeah, so I was sitting around thinking to myself, I was like, I used to run ultra marathons. I loved it. It was fun. Part of the most fun thing about it was the second F of the aid stations and the community coming together and, doing something really that you thought was hard and impossible to do. And I said to myself, let's do a 24-hour beatdown, was my initial thought. And then my wife threatened me. she's like, I won't pick you up from the hospital again.
Right.
And from wise wisdom from other hymns among me, and they said, let's do 16 hours, sun up to sundown. Kept us in good graces with the Meridian Police Department.
There we go. Yeah, the parts are important. So hang on. Let's back up one second, right? I'm hoping it's not just the old hats, guys who've been around for a long time listening to this, some new guys. And one of the things that we want to do through this podcast is we want to disseminate some of the culture that we've got. And I know one of the barriers that a lot of guys have coming through F3 is just all the jargon, just the vernacular that we use, and we shrug it off and we don't even think about it. What is CSOP? What does that stand for?
CSOP is completely stupid and utterly pointless. The most important two words in there are stupid and pointless. Make no, error about that.
Yeah, that sounds like a terrible idea.
When do we start?
When do we start? And 16 hours of beatdowns,
Every hour on the hour, 16 different cues, 16 beatdowns. We're going to have run-focused, ruck-focused, sandbags and coupons or slick beatdowns. A little bit of everything coming at you with some of our top-notch cues we got in here. Everything's in-house. We're not bringing any outside cues. It's all men within our community. It's all the shirts are being done by Dispatch and through his company, and we got Deep Dish designed our logo. So trying to make this really an F3 Boise event through and through.
There we go. So completely stupid and utterly pointless.
Yes,
we all know. I think if you've been around F3 long enough, or you care enough that you're actually listening to this podcast, that you know it's not utterly pointless. That there is a point to this, that it's just the logical side of your brain and the friends that you have at work and your wife at home looking at the stuff that we do and saying, why in the world would you do that? That is utterly pointless. But you and I know different. And that's the point of all of this. CSOP is something that pushes a man mentally and physically to a point where he's thinking about stopping. About not coming through, about taking the easier path. And through F3, we're surrounding ourselves with men who take that question and say, no, I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to take the easy way out of this. I'm going to continue forward. I'm going to push through with my brothers. And that's what we're looking for through CSOP. Because, guys, nothing builds fellowship and brotherhood and camaraderie and trust than shared suffering.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we have gotten very comfortable as a group of men. Men as in whole, not saying F3 is getting comfortable, but as a community of men in this nation, I think we're getting very comfortable. We surround ourselves with the biggest, the fattest lazy boys. I love a lazy boy, but if whenever I can seek comfort, I'm going to go find comfort. I
thought you were talking about me. I'm glad you're talking about me.
But... so how often do you really sit down and you say, I'm going to do something uncomfortable. I'm going to go push myself and I'm going to show my kids and my spouse and those around me that I can do hard things. I mean, look at Cazador, right? We had shouted him out earlier.
Yeah.
43 miles rocking through the woods, a 130-pound pack out. That is not an easy thing. You don't just wake up one day and just go do that.
Hey, what percentage of dudes do you think just look at that and they just nope?
Nope. That's a hard no.
Nope out.
Yeah. I looked at it at first. I said 43 miles. I thought it was a typo. I thought maybe 4.3. No.
man said what he did.
Yeah.
So with that being said, we're trying to do difficult things. We're trying to come together as a community. Does everybody have to do 16 hours if you want to participate in this?
You absolutely don't have to do 16 hours. Do I want you to do 16 hours? Absolutely. All right. And then, I've been asking guys the past couple weeks, hey, go HC. Go HC on our forum. It's in the CSOP channel. And then I want you to think of a number you think you can do, and I want you to add 2 to it. We'll get you there. There's no doubt. Once that adrenaline sets in, you got your fellow men around you supporting you, you will get there. And it doesn't have to be consecutive. If you want to come out and do 8 and do every other beatdown, you have an hour in between. To spend the time at the second half tables, eat some food with your fellow man, and enjoy some downtime, and then get back after it, do it. Absolutely. There is no shortage of ways you could parse this up to go push yourself beyond what you think you're capable of. I don't know how many guys come to me and says, oh, I think I can only do 2. I think I can only do 4. Like I was like, I bet you can do more than 2. I bet you do more than 4. I think the 4 is, if I'm looking at it, is the bare minimum to make that a challenge for somebody. To make that a CSOP is 4. I think less than 4, you had a really long workout.
That's right. You've done a couple double downs.
Yeah, you've done a couple double downs, and hopefully folks have been preparing by doing double downs, getting after 2-a-days, whether it's going out in the gloom with your boys in the morning at 3, and then going home and doing, getting a little extra mileage in and getting a workout in. I don't want to downplay guys who come out and do 2 or 1. I want them to show up. Absolutely. Yeah. But I want you to go out and I want you to push yourself. I want this to be hard. I want us to come together after this and talk about how much fun we had and how much it kicked our ass.
That was stupid.
Yep. I didn't say it had to make sense.
That was good stuff. I love it. Yeah. So if you don't have any HCs on it, get out there. We start at 0400 out of Tower. So if you don't know where that is, figure it out. If you don't know what 0400 is, fix yourself.
And if you can't do math, you'll figure out it also ends at 8. Or, oh, crap, I haven't done military time in a while. 2000. There you go.
See, that would have been so much easier.
Yeah. 4 plus 16, 20. Yeah.
There we go.
It'll be a great time. Hope to see as many of you out there. EH somebody. Challenge them. I know Sheets is 8, Sheets 16. I'm counting on him to get me through it as well. And Charger, also, HC to 16. Looking forward to doing all 16 with you there, brother. So,
peace.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a good time. And I can't wait to see how many men come out and go beyond what they thought was possible.
I love it.
And then lasagna party the next day.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, man. I was lasagna party.
Have you ever had lasagna that was made by an honest-to-God Italian wife?
One time. Last year's lasagna party.
It's amazing.
It was phenomenal.
So Rocket Man is once again hosting with the gracious assistance of his wife and the greater community of PAX here in the Settlers in the High Desert regions to put on a lasagna party, get some fellowship going. All right. So that's going to be on September 29th at 5 o'clock at the gym. Now, this isn't just a men of F3 getting together. This is about our families, guys. This is bringing wives, kids, bringing everybody together and having a great time. Rocket Man graciously invited us into his home last year for this. We got a few more packs out there, if you haven't noticed recently, that there are a lot of new faces. So we need a bigger venue. So we're going to be over by the pickleball courts, I believe, is the pavilion that we have reserved for that at 5 o'clock that Sunday. So HC for that in the comments. Make sure that you're letting us know how many people you're going to have there and what you can help out with. So this will be a real community event, and it's a heck of a time. I love it.
The second F is, you know, that's the real fellowship piece. That's really what, you know, that was what solidified F3 for me. I think I've been coming out to F3 for maybe 4 weeks, and then before the crawfish boil happened. And I went to the crawfish boil, and you see all, well, first of all, you see all everybody in the daylight, and that was wild. And then you get to know them outside of the gloom, outside of that, and it was an awesome time. And
yeah, I started in late December. I didn't know what anybody's forehead looked like for a long, long time. So what we got cooking? What are we going to round this thing out with? I think we've hit our milestones. We hit our events announcements.
I think we'd be remiss if we didn't bring up a little bit of Q Source. I think that, you know, those of you who probably listened to some of the F3 podcasts on Q Source, some of the Nation podcasts, they do a pretty good job of talking about Q Source. Take the last couple minutes of each week and discuss a different topic out of the Q Source. But, you know, a lot of guys on here probably don't know what the Q Source is.
Yeah.
You want to enlighten us?
Yeah. So what and why? Right. I'm big proponents of that. If a man doesn't know the what and why of what's going on, he's never going to follow you. He's not going to go with you. So what Q Source is that is F3's manual for virtuous leadership. So not just being a good leader, right, but being a virtuous leader, and not just being a man of a leader with a moral compass, but being a effective leader at the same time. So we need both. We need to be effective, and we need to be of good moral standing as a leader to be a virtuous leader, right? And Q Source is F3's answer to that question of how do we become that person, right? This was kind of created by Dredd, one of the founders of F3, back east in Charlotte. And he's introduced to the Nation, and it's kind of stood the test of time for the better part of 2 decades right now. So what makes Q Source important, and how is it structured, and why I'm a huge proponent of it. I know that you're kind of becoming a new disciple of Q Source and the importance of living by that and studying it. So what is it and how does it work? Q Source is divided up into four quadrants, and it's foundations that build on each other and must be constantly worked on. Right? The first quadrant of the Q Source is the get right. What's going on with me? I have to be disciplined in leading myself, right? Putting things forward in my own life and in my own spheres of control. And if a man isn't personally right with himself, his fitness, his habits, his family, his faith, he's going to be an ineffectual leader because something's going to fall apart at some point. Okay. You remember what the second quadrant is? So get right,
Lead right,
live right,
live right.
Live right. So once I've worked on, as I'm working on getting right, I have to live right, which means that I'm going to practice what I preach and I'm going to preach what I practice. So I put these things into effect and then I start to have impact on the people around me by living out these virtues. And I'm doing that intentionally, that I'm trying to lead people by example. Then we have lead
Lead
right.
right.
Right? And that's got a lot tied up in it. That's the real meat and potatoes. That's what we're working towards, all right, through the get right and the live right, is finding our way to virtuously lead people, seeking advantage, and then finding our way to convince them that we are worth following and getting people to buy in and moving them through adversity to accomplish the mission and seek that advantage. And then to look for the next one.
And we
Then
leave right.
leave right. So what do you understand about leave right? What does
Leave
that mean to
right
you?
is you're kind of like your legacy. You're how do you when you are no longer in the room, what are people saying about you? What is those who take the torch from you, how are they leading once you are gone?
Both
That
sides.
is a direct reflection of what you were able to do as a leader.
Bullseye. We are temporal beings. The time that we have on Earth is going to be finite. So we need to teach others to be leaders. We need to pass that torch on. We need to make sure that people are prepared to lead in their own right, not just the things that we thought were important, but to lead and to accomplish their own goals and their own lives moving forward and have their impact in the world. And that's the leave right. We're not going to be around. We're going to need to pass this torch on to somebody else at some point. That is why F3, what's one of our core principles?
Freely, well, free. I'm looking at the free to lead book right in front of us. Peer led in a rotating fashion.
There it is.
There
I knew you had it. I set you up
we
for failure, but you succeeded nonetheless. Yeah, we lead in a rotating fashion, right? And we do that because no one man is going to do all of this on his own. He's going to need people to carry on and carry him, and we're preparing leaders for the future.
Now is. I know some folks out there hear Q Source, they cringe a little bit.
Yeah.
I think there are those who have not read it. Is it necessary reading to be a part of F3?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And a lot of the things that you're talking about in Q Source, like it's there aren't many things that are different in F3's Manual for Virtuous Leadership than what you'll find in any other leadership book on a shelf. It's all the same tried and true practices. It's put through the framework and lens of F3, though.
A lot of lingo,
A
a
lot
lot
of
of
lingo.
lingo,
A lot of lingo.
a lot of things we can identify with.
But it's about language, right? So I know some of you guys listening to this, like some of that throws you off. You don't, it's unappealing not knowing what in the hell somebody's talking about.
Yeah,
I
I
get it.
started reading it because I was like, if I'm gonna be part of this organization, I need to understand and know what they believe. Who knows? Maybe there was a page in there that they hated kittens or something. I was like, I want to be a part of it. Actually, I hate cats, but I thought it was important to be like, hey, if I'm going to be invested in this organization, I need to understand what it is that the group as a whole believes in their core. We got the core values, and then that expands upon that. And what are we actually doing here? It's breaking it down into, oh man, they're bite-sized chunks. They're like 3 pages long. They're great poop reading.
So if you break down the actual book, there are 52 chapters, 52 weeks in a year. You can get through that just by studying one piece of the Q source a week for a year. Now, that's not our mission or our goal to do that here, but I think as things become topical, as they become important, as questions arise, hopefully from you guys with your help or maybe just from us, that we talk about some of these things in some amount of detail, why it's important, the things that we can improve on, things that we can move forward through. Because there's one thing, if you read any piece of leadership material or philosophy or self, you know, cringe at this, but self-help, if you read it correctly, you are pointing that at yourself. And
you're challenging yourself.
Q source asks some difficult questions of you. You know, have you gotten right? What are you consuming? What does your queen look like? It's not just the food, it's not just the drinking. It's what's your social media like?
What are you listening to? What are you watching?
What are the things you are allowing to influence yourself? What are you consuming?
What are you mirroring to your children?
Look at your concentrica. All right. At the center of that should be your most important relationship, your wife. Does your time, effort, and the things that you do express that? Is that the most important relationship of your life? If somebody looked at what you do and said, hey, what's the most important thing to this person? Would they say his family? Or would they say it's your job? Or would they say it's your football team? You know, it's those questions. If you're not asking those questions, you're never going to find the things that are holding you back from improving.
I think the real gold nugget in there too is the discussion that you have with other men. You know, it kind of leads out of in reading and knowledge, and not just Q source, not just not just like the Bible or any of that. It's like those books are meant to spark discussion amongst men in order to dive a little bit deeper into each of those means. You can't summarize all leadership principles around language in 3 pages.
No, you cannot. So, places you can access this. I've put half a dozen copies of Q Source out there into the wild. So ask somebody if they've got a copy. I don't have any right now. I need to pick some more up.
Bedpan has one right now. He was just reading one.
Well, don't take it from him.
I got one sitting in the bathroom. I can't buy that one.
But even easier, if you go to F3 Nation, scroll down on the bottom of the page, there's going to be a link there that says Q Source. And the Q Source is broken out into each chapter, and they are all accessible free of charge right there on the website. So if you want to figure out what in the world this is about, what's the get right composed of, what's that first quadrant look like, and how can I start accelerating? Jump in, guys. And if you ever need a guide or you have any questions, man, there's dozens of us who would love to talk to you about it.
We're going to dive in a little bit further here. I think every week, finish out with a little discussion on Q-Source, and then hoping to hear from some of you guys about Q-Source and about what's going on in the Valley.
I mean, we'll have to blindfold you to bring you to the recording location, but don't worry, you'll make it there and back.
So, like we said, we are not professionals.
That is certainly
true. This was our VQ. We had no CoQ leading up to this. So tell us what you thought about this. Tell us what we could do better, things you want to hear. Drop us a note on Slack.
Yeah.
Also, we want to hear from others as well. If you're interested in your VQ on the podcast, the stuff worth sharing, also let us know. I think we're going to be reaching out to some of y'all and hopefully get some other crazy folks out here into the recording studio.
Yeah, AOQs or just packs out there. Do you have somebody who's done something that's worth sharing? All right, and commemorating and holding up as an example. Let us know. We'd love to put it out in front of the whole F3 Boise Packs because we want to see this thing grow, guys. And I think with your help, we can utilize this platform as a way to push the message of F3 Boise out to more and more people. So thank you for taking the time to listen to this, for struggling through this first pod with us. And hopefully it just keeps getting better, right?
Hopefully. Well, we'll see you in the gloom.
Hell yeah.